ask questions about what they want to learn, and then they go and they find the answers. And there's several different types of ways to do inquiry-based learning. First, there's open inquiry-based learning, which is where the students have complete control. They pick their subject, and they learn, and they study about it, and they find the answers. And then there's guided inquiry, which is where the teacher gives them the subject and they do the investigation themselves. And then lastly, there's coupled, which is a type of our combination of the two. And basically, the teacher picks some type of minimal subject that just to meet the standards. And the students really have control aside from that one standard or benchmark. And there's obviously several strengths and weaknesses of this type of learning. First, student-centered is a strength. The students learn about what they want to learn. But one of the weaknesses is time constraints. It takes a long time to do this. Also, you might have a hard time meeting the state standards required of them.
Our second thing we want to talk about is constructivism, which is actually very similar to the inquiry learning Nick just talked about. Constructivism is learning through an active process in which students create their own knowledge instead of simply acquiring it from the teacher. This is often done through personal experience and experimentation.
Another type of student-centered learning is problem-based learning. And basically, you give the students a complex, multifaceted, real-world problem, and they have to use their prior knowledge to find the answers to that problem. And it's really an open-ended question, or at least it can be. And the teacher's job is pretty much to facilitate learning and make sure they stay on track. Basically, the students, they need to identify what they know about a subject, prior knowledge, and they use that to answer the problems or the questions. And this is often the philosophy that's most used in American medical schools. Obviously, it has the same strengths and weaknesses as other types of inquiry-based learning. The one problem is that it's hard for novices. If you don't have a good, solid knowledge base, then you can't really succeed with this type of learning.
No. And the final thing we'd like to talk to you about is WebQuest. WebQuests are an inquiry-oriented online tool for learning. Teachers oftentimes make up a specific scenario, and then students are asked to get into groups to answer the questions. They work in teams, and there's usually six parts. There's an introduction, there's a task they are assigned, there's a process, they have to look up resources, they have to evaluate what they've learned, and then come to a conclusion. This is a great online tool and can be used especially when teachers are gone for the day and the substitute can just use it. Well, this is...
All right, well, thanks for listening to our podcast, and have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day. Thanks for visiting our blog. More to come.